cabin-style homes in back gardens are to be exempt from planning rules under new government plans. It is hoped this will help provide more housing options and allow households to downsize. The homes can be rented out or used by relatives. Orla Hegarty, Assistant Professor at the School of Architecture in UCD. Thank you so much for joining us on the programme to talk about this. What do you think? Will it help alleviate the housing crisis?
Well, it's like lots of things, there's pros and cons. I think on the one hand, there would be places where it's quite suitable where people have larger gardens. And obviously, in terms of families, maybe it would help to pay the mortgage if it's rented out, or there's a situation with carers or students. It could be a very good solution for some families, and they may have space for that. But I think, like everything, we need to be careful about deregulation, because the regulations are normally there for good reasons. So we need to be careful about the safety of people who are in these buildings, sanitation, and also the impact on neighbours. If it's a tight urban area and there's a lot of activity to and fro, it could be very disruptive to neighbours if something is now exempt from planning. And I think they've found that in the UK when they deregulated, the phenomenon of beds and sheds became a thing, where there was very, very low standard, overcrowded buildings put on properties. And then if you make it exempt, enforcement becomes very difficult. So if something is done, I think they will need to put the strong guidance around it, strong guidance around building regulations, safety, fire safety, sanitation, and also recognise that there are situations where sites will be just too tight for this to work.
Do we know how many homes this policy change could deliver, Orla?
We don't. I mean, at the moment, I think people would know in urban areas that this is happening in a under the radar in some places. At the moment, you can build a shed that's 25 square metres without planning, and once you have some garden space left. So I'm sure there are people who know neighbours who have inhabited those sheds at 25 square metres. Now, 40 square metres is a bit bigger. It's probably about the size of a one-bedroom apartment. So again, the impact of that we'll have to see. But I think there hasn't been much enforcement of the sheds that are inhabited at the moment.
And from start to finish, how long could these take to build in someone's back garden, and at what cost?
Well, it'll depend on the situation. I would imagine people who have larger sites, you know, would fairly quickly maybe be able to put in drainage and foundations and maybe some kind of structure that arrives on site. People who are in tighter urban areas may have to have buildings craned over the top of adjoining buildings. And again, price would vary. It really would depend on the specification, where they're sourcing them from. But I think, you know, in some cases it definitely will work, but we need to be cautious about the impact.
Orla Hegarty, Assistant Professor at the School of Architecture in UCD, thank you.